If any man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear the burdens of the one that is overtaken in sin. I don't know about you, but I'll say it two ways. Number one, when I'm overtaken in sin, I really don't want to share that with anybody else. I really don't want to give that to here. I'm just a real sick lowlife right now, and this is the sin that I'm regularly participating in. Here, would you like to carry that with me? That just doesn't flow automatically for me. And also, when my brother is overtaken in a sin, especially the ones that I'm not prone to, especially the ones that I think are repulsive, I'm just not real excited about, hey, let me come and carry that piece of mess with you. How about that? Oh, how like the Lord to speak to us in the opposite of the way we're generally going. Someone spoke to me this week about a gentleman that has this phenomenal ministry and wanted me to go on the website. I went on the website and checked it out. This ministry is about, they take high school students on these foreign mission trips to countries like Cambodia and Vietnam and other places where the child sex slave industry is really big. So there are countries all over the place, not that far from America, where young girls and young boys are sold into slavery. And this guy's website talks about how much somebody pays for that, about a guy that traded his leather sandals for a young girl. And it just goes into deep detail. And if you read the website and if you look at the information, and I bet if you heard the guy speak, you'd be, oh, that's heinous, that's terrible, that's horrible. We ought to do something about it. Amen? Thank God. It's beautiful and wonderful that there's a ministry. So they take these high school kids over there and they minister to and they try to get these kids delivered out of that and try to help them out, which, man, I am 100% for. But down through the website, just got my wheels to spinning, especially in relation to this passage. Bear one another's burdens, thus fulfill the law of Christ, and in that you have agape one another. So throughout this book that was written on this website, you would see little words thrown in there when it came to the people that were trafficking and that were participating in this sex slave industry. Words like pervert and lowlife and things of that nature. And as my wheels happened to regularly turn, I began thinking, gee, I wonder where the website is, and I wonder where the ministry is for the ones that want to come alongside these men that are involved in this industry and that are taking advantage of these young ladies. Where is the website and the big international ministry of the people that are ministering to the perverts that are interacting in all this? Who's going to be the first one to volunteer? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where is the true agape, the supernatural agape, the agape ahead of and beyond? Hey, I'm just like you. There are certain things that I'm just as repulsed by. There are certain things that I have no patience for. There are certain interactions. But guess what, people? It's no different. It's no different. Bear one another's burdens, the passage did not say, unless it's something that you think's really bad and terrible.